This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. Initial results released Saturday propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. He won 17.8 million votes in the contest, dwarfing those of the race's sole moderate candidate. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. The candidacy, in the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him, sparked widespread apathy among eligible voters. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. The 15-member Security Council earlier this month recommended the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term starts on January 1st next year. Guterres succeeded Ban Ki-moon in January of 2017. This was just weeks before former president, U.S. President Donald Trump, became president. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to UN agencies and re-engage with the world body. This is VOA News. In a rare move, the UN General Assembly has condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting a yes, Belarus voting no, 36 countries abstaining. While not legally binding, the resolution reflects international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's party from power. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Biden announced Friday that 300 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden is crediting scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole-of-government effort. The president noted that 65% of adults have received at least one shot, setting the stage for most Americans to have relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. Despite that achievement, Biden is in danger of failing to meet his target of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The official COVID death toll in Brazil is about to hit 500,000, the second highest in the world. At the same time, science is on trial inside the country, and the truth is up for grabs. Brazil's Senate is publicly investigating how the toll got so high, focusing on why President Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months while relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine. That's a malaria drug that rigorous studies have shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. An Indian health official says his country, the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines, wants to resume exports of coronavirus jabs but cannot do so until its domestic needs are met. Dr. Vinod K. Paul says in an interview with the Associated Press that once India's immediate need of vaccinating a significant proportion of its people is achieved, it would like to play the role of serving others. Paul defended the Indian government's move to restrict vaccine exports in April as it battled a ferocious surge in infections in January. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting today from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. Are you ready for an awesome hour of Pan-African music? Well, here's what's inside today's show. First of all, the playlist. I've got an exciting and diverse mix of recent releases by pop artists like Tekno, Fowls, Simi, Kobe Simple, Namadingo. Also, a brand new one by veteran singer Lokua Kanza, and a few classic sounds of the 80s and 90s from Mali, South Africa, and Angola. Next, you are going to meet my special guest artist, Werrason. Yes, one of the Democratic Republic of Congo's most beloved singers, band leaders, producers, and performers of all time, Werrason, joined me via Skype earlier this week. He in Houston, Texas, and I here in Washington. We talk about what he's doing in the U.S., about his song and his hit video called Formidable, and also about how he uses music to develop undiscovered Congolese talent like youngsters Jamaique and Black Cadena. And then at the bottom of the hour, my vintage tune takes us to 1977 Kenya with a wonderful upbeat Benga classic. It's called Lawrence Swa, and it is by the Kawere Boys Band. And finally, in between all of this, I've also got incredible jams from Ethiopia and Mauritania. So, that's it. That's today's show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
If you want no person, you no go first person, yo. I know they sick, you won't give me medicine. I get money, yo. You won't help me spend my money. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. I love you, oh, yeah. I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Just believe that I'm a winner. Just believe it. I will never do it like you do it. Best believe I'ma do it.
Was Tekno's 2020 single, Enjoy. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. The next two songs take us far away from Afro beats and back in time. The first one is by Angolan singer-songwriter Bonga Kwenda, better known as simply Bonga. This is Kambua, released in 2012. He sings in Portuguese and Kimbundu. Little dog, don't cry. You are suffering. But the big dog is living well.
Ai, Kambua, não chora, sogo. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, sogo. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer.
O cão da Nguimbi foi convocado. Ele come muito, não sei que não lhe damos. O cão da Nguimbi. Ele come muito, nós é que não lhe damos.
Ai, Kambua, não chora, sou gobi, só
meio do entulho. É no Museu com muito barulho. Camboa vira lixo no meio do entulho.
Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe. Só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer. Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe. Só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer.
Passante na rua, até que dar na perseguição, Camboa e veio lhe salvar. Passante na rua, até que dar na perseguição, Camboa e veio lhe salvar.
Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer. Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem.
O cão do bem, muito mimado, e come bem, olha, é bem tratado. O cão de quem, muito mimado, e come bem, é bem tratado.
Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer. Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem.
Perto daí, Camboa sovado, roubou piteu, foi apanhado. Perto daí, Camboa sovado, roubou piteu, aí foi apanhado.
Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer. Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer.
Patrão vazou os cães encontrados naquela rusga no bairro Zangado. Patrão vazou os cães encontrados naquela rusga no bairro Zangado.
Ai, Camboa não chora, só bobe, só vale quem tem, Camboa estás a sofrer.
Yeah, all right, that was Camboa by Bonga of Angola. Now we're going to step back even further in time to 1993 with this beautiful folk classic from Mali. It's by singer Nahawa Dumbia. It's called Labanko, which means one never knows what tomorrow will bring. right. That was La Banco by Nahawa Dumbia. Hey, guys, I'm Heather Maxwell. How are you all doing? Well, I have got this brand new release by Loco Akanza for you. It's called Love is a Power, and it comes off his new album, Moco. And then it'll be time for you to meet my very special guest, the seminal Congolese musician, singer, producer, incredible performer, Werason. But first, here's Loco Akanza's Love is a Power.
The love inside you just needs to shine. If you are ready to share, love is a boomerang. When you give, it comes back to you. So now, wake up and spread your love.
In Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, so now it's time for my feature interview with Noel Ungaima Makanda, better known as Werason. Now, the conversation was recorded on Skype earlier this week, and Werason spoke in French, so you're going to be hearing his responses as interpreted and voiced in English. That's courtesy of VOA colleague Marius Muhunga. Hello, Werason. It is nice to see you. So what are you doing in the United States?
I'm in the United States because I have my family here, and then I also went to Dallas. A friend of mine invited me to a wedding. This is the main reason why I'm here.
Was it difficult to travel under COVID restrictions?
It was easy because before traveling, I had to take a test, and now I took my test, and without that, I couldn't travel.
Werason, this is your band, Wenge Musica Maison Mère.
Yeah, it's my band, Wenge Musica Maison Mère. I'm the one that created it.
Since, like, 1997, is it?
Yeah, I created it after my separation with my older friends. And since then, I work with my band. People come and leave. And today, I still continue to recruit people that come in my band to play with me. And they come and they go.
What are you singing about in this song? What is Formidable?
I'm singing about everything that makes you happy. And when you see my clip, you can tell that everything inside is formidable. Dance, formidable people inside. I'm talking about just the world and the joy of dancing.
Well, one thing that is formidable that I hear is your voice.
Thank you so much. It's my own voice, as you can see. I don't force anything. I just sing naturally. So thank you so much for the compliment.
Jamaica also is very talented. I noticed that when he comes in near the middle of the song, the rhythm and the tempo change. Is that his signature?
Is that centre de formation?
Yeah, you are right. Jamaica is very talented. But most of what he is doing in the clip, as you see, is the orientation that I give to them. And most of them just come and then they don't know exactly what to do. But it's about what exactly I want to show with his talent that I put something on him to do something. So I'm going to suggest you, if you'd like, to take a look on one of my clips called Block Cadena. There is a young boy over there. He's playing the guitar. I'm sure you're going to like it. You're going to like it and you're going to see how much I can use talent to make them give the best of them.
What does this gesture mean?
As you said it, I'm a showman, so the move that you talk about is just, you know, I'm doing stuff to make people dance and then to motivate people. It just, you know, it's what I do. As a showman, you have to do stuff to make people dance, and then that's all I do. If you come to my concert, you see how much I can motivate people. Even those that don't want to dance, they can dance if I do that.
Music was the driving force in Africa, all across Africa. Everyone imitated soukous and Congolese rumba. But in recent years, you know, maybe the last 10, the trend has really changed. Now there's Afrobeat, there's Coupe Décalé, there's Amapiano. Those styles from Nigeria and South Africa, they dominate now. And a lot of Congolese music today is sounding more and more like those styles. What do you think about this flip?
Yeah, so you may be right, but today's music is everybody can listen to other music and try to do whatever they can do with it. What I do with different sound around the world, I put more Congolese signature on it. So I can have a sound from Nigeria, for example, but what makes my music different you're going to see that in that song, you have guitar from Congo, you have lokole, which is an instrument from Congo, and you have the rhythm that you don't see anywhere in Africa. But you cannot say that we just copy them, like, literally. We do what we do, but we add something.
Okay, well, Ngaima Makanda Werason, King of the Forest. Thank you so much for joining me today and taking the time out from your family time here in the U.S.
Thank you. It's very, émission, it's very nice. Vraiment, je vous aime beaucoup.
Salon Op Air na London.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that feature interview with Wera Sun. I'm Heather Maxwell, and I've got two nice current tunes for you now. And then we go to that vintage tune I mentioned at the top of the hour from Kenya by the Kawere Boys Band.
Yeah, let go.
Here's Nigeria's Fowls with Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Shit. What?
Just
what?
Beat it.
Yeah, come out to tape. Show you the fear. Lolo maje, daddy go spend, yeah, mi swag on a rare, what's cool a pair, my low attempted job, say, what's my name, Bop Daddy, big tunes, got the club banging, less man, more baddies, what's that, it's a drop top caddy, what's my name, Bop Daddy, big tunes, got the club banging, less man, more baddies, what's that, it's a drop top caddy, hey, Bop Daddy, Bop Daddy, Bop, Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy, Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy, Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy, Bop Daddy, yeah. Shit, you like Okocha. I get skills you go like on cover. Biggie man would be life supporter. But not the type, but the type computer. I don't type computer. Neck froze, hammer time. See the watch, you they shine from afar. Central bank for inside, I got that. A couple toys just land a papa on my back. But daddy know they rush. A slow walk. Oh God, you go fear buff. You don't have respect for the chairman, director. What's my name? Bop Daddy. Big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. What's my name? Bop Daddy. Big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. Hey, Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
What's my name? Delta Mommy, Rubber Babe, Big Baddy. Check the scoreboard, I win, no tally. All my bitches bad, big breast and batty. I got a little fatty, but don't at me. Why you mad? Cause your nigga wish he had me. Walk him like a dog, I ain't talking about Sally. But these bitches ain't seen me, never wore a belly. Eat me up like Ofada, brother, like a Okada. More Fabra, run it up, more brother. If you not like what I'm saying, bitch, your father. Kiss this, talk your shit. Always wanna gist, but you wait on piss. In gear fifth, stick shift on the tip. Only place your son is taking me is on trips.
What's my name? Bop Daddy. Big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. What's my name? Bop Daddy. Big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. Hey, Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy. Money, hey shorty. Come roll with Bop Daddy.
Alright, Oni.
Oni Daddy Mac Mami.
That doing well.
Yes. Shibu Mona. Oh Mona. Oh Tribe. Oh Fauna. I want to try, I want to burn out.
Girl, this is Music Time in Africa.
Jonze jirin jimagin befegidi mingo wese dabwino
topiro guira na wino bachingerezi kompageti ndipo sendiko sama na zankazi wina kupatula uyu enandi kuwatira dumu ma insegiti kandala makumwende mapeza pakutapa mwezi tizakara pansi together kumenya mabajeti. Manga ya tu kukabwera change shopping iku supermarket ona za konzanga baby bali bei chinja in the car chiri jones and chako oro yanga wale tipeni uri perfect
kitu ya manji kuli mbeko perfect
akanza kuona
kope ya kope
by Nama Dingo, and before that, Bop Daddy by Fouls.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
So now it is time for our dose of African vintage. This 1977 release, Lawrence Swa, is by the Kawere Boys Band. Now, reporter Bill Odidi, you all know him, he helped me with the background to this song. He says that the producer was a businessman named Fares Oluoch Kanindo, and that he started various recording labels specializing in Benga and exported the records all around Africa, especially to Zimbabwe. The song is about a visitor from the village who came to Nairobi to visit Lawrence in a suburb called Westlands. So like most Benga songs back then and still today, the lyrics in the song honor and praise a notable individual in society, which in this instance is Lawrence and his family and his friends. And that was the Kawere Boys Band from Kenya with its 1977 international hit, Lawrence Swa. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington. I hope you are all enjoying the show so far. There's so much more great music to come. These next two tunes are traditional folk bands from South Africa and Mauritania. This first one is by the late Mfaz Omnyama. Now, he was a left-handed, self-taught master of the guitar and a brilliant stage performer. He's one of the legends of Maskanda, which is a form of Zulu folk music. And he's often referred to as the king of Maskandi. This track was released in 2000. Here it is.
This is Rocky Dawuni, live and direct from Ghana. You are listening to Music Time for Africa. Respect to you all.
right. That was Seni by Mauritanian Creole singer and instrumentalist Noura Min Semali. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. We are going to chill out now for a couple of current tunes before rounding out the hour with an easy, sweet love song from Ethiopia. This is Taimaso by Ghanaian singer from the beautiful city of Cape Coast, Kobi Simple.
Father, Father, hear my prayer. Same old story, life no easy. In the rain, background no soft at all. The rise and fall. Papa, change my story, let them hear my name. Yeah, yeah. Because the boy know they beg, the boy they work. Papa, Lord, I beg, I need your helping hand. Papa, check my time. For the family, man, they fight cause gently. Should jump on Kwame Tamachi. I know say one day it will be. Hear my prayer, show me mercy, give me favor, daddy bless me. Show me dollar, na brother de ka, out of fasa, my friend won't fa. As I'm re-a-si-ka-shamanka.
That was Kobi Simple from Ghana with Time Aso. And now back to Nigeria. One more time, here is Simi with Ayo. So to the final song of the hour, here is the one and only Esther Awake. The song is called Chewa. And if you're a regular listener, you have probably heard me play this before. But I'm not sorry. It is too beautiful with that piano and that easy loping beat and her voice. Just too beautiful not to repeat. She sings about her man and that he is such a respectful and a well-behaved guy. Even the animals notice. And he keeps his word. And with that beautiful song by Esther Awake, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to meet you back here again next weekend. Also, a special thank you to Werason for according me his interview, and also to VOA producer Marius Mohunga for providing the English voiceover. Also, thanks to Bill Odidi for giving me that background info on the song by the Kaweri Boys Band. Next week, I'm bringing you a special Father's Day feature with several guests, so make sure you don't miss that. We broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning at 9:05 and then again repeating at 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time GMT. You can also listen online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.